has to bring two, has to have two saris, simani gadlus. And the period in which a child can be a ben sarah mora only extends until she yokiv zekana tachton, until the saros in the lower part of the body have extended themselves to some extent. And in Samech Tesam and Aleph, we'll learn that there is another parameter, and that's 3 months. That it can never be more than 3 months. A child who is 13 years old and 3 months, beyond that, they cannot become a Ben Sarah Mora. On the other hand, if they bring the Simonim HaShigof, the Zekana Tachton, before 3 months, then that would also close the envelope of time in which they could be a Ben Sarah Mora. How do we know this then? So these come from various drushes, Samechtesamid Bey, Samechtesamid Aleph, that says, Ki'ilish Ben, Ki'ilish Ben Sarah Mora. Doesn't say Ki'ilish Ben. So that juxtaposition of Ish Ben teaches us it has to be, the child has to be a Gadol, has to be, on the other hand, has to be on the, in the first phase of Gadlus, the time that the Simonim become, again, Zekana kind of Tachton, or 3 years. How do we know that Ben Sarah Mora has to be a Gadol? Maybe Ben Sarah Mora could be a Katan. So the last line of the Mishnah says, Shalaybo lechlal mitzvahs. Ben v'loibas, it only applies to a boy. Ben v'loish. Katan potur shalaybo lechlal mitzvahs. But Ben Sarah Mora does not apply to a katan below the age of 13, so they're not mechuyav in mitzvahs yet. So the Gemara says, "Katan minolan de potter." The Mishnah explains to us that we understand that there's a din that it's the first phase of gadlus. The Mishnah explains to us that this din of Ben Sarah Mora only applies for the first 3 months because of the juxtaposition of ish ben ki li ish ben. However, so that way it doesn't apply to every gadol, only the first stage of gadlus. But the Mishnah apparently never explained to us why a katan cannot be a ben sarah mora. So katan minolan, how do we know that a katan is potter from the din of ben sarah mora, that if a 12-year-old boy is eating tartima bosar and having a huge amount of wine, that they're potter, that we don't give masra, and if they get asra and they still continue eating, that we cannot give mechiyav misa. So the Gemara then jumps on the makshah and says, "Minolan, kineitani taima shlei bolachlam mitzvahs." That the Mishnah did explain to us why a katan is not eligible for being a ben sarah mora. He's not bachlam mitzvahs. We can explain even better. The Gemara in Samach Gimel says there's an Easter that the child is being over the Easter of loyseichal al adam. The Chinuch says that the child is over the Easter of the Kedoshim Tiyu. So they're allowing that the child is over. So he's not Bavachal Mitzvah. The mission is very, very clear. And why is the Gemara even looking for a Pasuk? There's no, why should we even imagine that the Ben Sarah Mora, the Halach applies to a Katan? So now the Gemara explains the kasha. Haki kaminon, otu ben sarah mora al chetoi nerag, al shem seifei nerag. Vechemen, al shem seifei nerag, afilu kotan dami. Vioid ben vela yish kotan, mashma. So the Gemara says the two reasons why we should consider that a kotan may be eligible for a ben sarah mora. One is the drasha, that it says ki li ish ben, so maybe the ben means that it should not be applies to a katan, a pasuk. But then the Gemara says, but don't we say that ben sarah mora shem seifei nerag? That's the Mishnah on ayin aleph amid base at the very bottom. Ben sarah mora nidon al shem seifei yom hazaker al yom hazchayev. So the Gemara in the top of ayin base amid aleph quotes the brisa tanya beis biglili oimer. וחיבם די שוחל זה תתים הבוס ושוס החצי לוג יין, ואיטלקי עומר תרו יוצ יצא לבייזדן, ויסוקל, אלא גיע תרו לסייב דייטה של בן סרו מוירה, שסייב מגמר נכסי עובד מובק יש לימודי, ונמויצה ויצא לפרשת רחם, מלאסה וסבריאס, עומר תרו יומוס זקה ויומוס חייב, Gemara says, the Brisa says, basically, because a person eats so much meat, so much wine, he's chayav misa. No, it means that the Torah understands he's going to get used to a certain way of life. He can't maintain it. He's going to eat through his parents. He still has to maintain this style of life. He's going to end up robbing people and killing people. Better he should die a very, very hungry child. A gluttonous child, alright, so the other MS will be taken care of as a gluttonous kid. No. So he won't be taken care of the other MS as a robber, as a thief, as a person who drove his parents out of house and home. So what's the Gemara saying there? What's troubling the Gemara? Gemara says that I have him in Al Pi Svara, that since the Mishnah will tell me later on that a Ben Sarimar is Al Shem Soifay Nerag, so I might think there's a strong svara to say that a ben sarer mara need not be even chayv in mitzvahs, and therefore the Gemara has to conclude Amar Yehuda Marav the Amar Krov v'chiyelish ben asomach u'vaseh shalish. We have to go back to the same pasuk, the same two words, liish ben. It should have been chiyel ben liish. What do you mean chiyel liish ben? So we understand it has to be the first phase of godless, the cottonness of godless. So I want to focus on this svara for a moment. What's the svara? If we would be saying that the child is chayiv, that we're being mechayiv the child for an isur which the child did, right? But if you're saying we're not punishing the child because the child did something wrong right now, right? So it's only a simen. In other words, the fact that the child is eating tatima basar and lugyai and italic, he says, simen, this kid is going to be a robber later on. He's going to be a terrible person later on. So if it's a simen, who said the simen has to be when the child is 13? Maybe the simen could be when the child is 12. Maybe if a child gets into a terrible habit of being a glutton at the age of 12, right? That's from the Gemara, correct? Since Al Shem Sofer, we're not punishing him for violating any lavin. So that's the case. What's the maskon of the Gemara? So how does the Gemara finish up? Go ahead.
I'm thinking that kalachar kula, when you punish somebody, that's what they did. It's what you did now. Therefore, in order to be punishable, you have to barash, barash. Here we're punishing somebody for something he hasn't done yet.
Right.
Oh,
so a special pasuk, right? So they're learning. Amar Yehuda Merav, Amar Krav, V'chiyel Ish Ben, Ben Asomach L'Gvaras Ish Elish. He's got to be an Ish. In other words, that. So how are we going to finish up? What's the limud now? If I wouldn't have had a pasuk, so I would say, why does it have to be 13? Right? He said, not b'chol mitzvahs. But now I have a pasuk that says, no. That, how are we going to say it? That this simon is only significant if the kid is, the 9-year-old kid is gluttonous, it's not a simon for later on. He'll grow out of it. But if he's a 13-year-old, that's the limud akra.
But well, you can understand Hashem Sofa in two or maybe even three ways.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's say the next Mishnah, Bam Rach Peres. That Hashem Sofa is more of like it makes him into some sort of rodeik now. He's not being punished for what he's doing. Now, that is a much more focused Al Shem Sofer. In other words, tomorrow Al Shem Sofer, not, 10 years from now.
But the Tzad HaShava is that he becomes the...
So we're really killing him now to protect society. You know, not as a punishment for him at all for what he'll do now or for what he'll do later.
Right.
We're killing him to protect...
But the Tzad HaShava is that he's doing something right now which does not make him eligible for... And there's some reason... So we have to give them Misa now.
But it's not an Onish.
Lav Davkin Onish.
From the Bam Rach Peres, it's not necessarily.
Yeah.
That's a whole separate, It is sort of an Onish, but it's really a Rodek. There's that continuum,
Bam Rach Peres
is Lav Davkin Onish. What? Bam Rach Peres. Right, but it uses the same Lashon Al Shem.
Sorry, but that's why the two, that's the Tzad HaShav and the Perek.
Right. Or you could just say simply that the Al-Shem Sofo is going on the severity of the Onesh, not necessarily. In other words, he has to do something wrong. The question is, what he did wrong doesn't deserve, you know, such a great Onesh. So the Al-Shem Sofo says, yeah, but if, you know, but we need a more severe Onesh now, you know, then he would.
That's
so
right.
That would be the maskana over, you know.
What's the maskana?
So the maskana over here was, yeah, the Ben Ish tells us that we're still punishing him for something he's doing now. Which we're looking at.
Why are you saying that? Why is the Ben Ish? Maybe that's just telling us that we're really punishing him for later on. But right now, but the simon only becomes a significant simon when he's already a 13 year old. No, what did you say? What's wrong with what?
But that's wrong. That Benish is telling me that generally I would assume, like what Moshe says, that
yeah,
it's outside the realm, but however, that there's a problem, there's a little qualification that in order for this, there's like a side point. By the way, the only part that this is a significant attribute that we're concerned about is only when he's a certain age.
Right.
He's 9 years old. Hey, he doesn't go back to Yeshiva.
Okay.
He's got hope. We can rebuild him.
Good.
Rebuild it.
All these answers, I mean, they're inconsistent with the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah doesn't say the reason is because the public says Ben Kiel Ben Ish. It says Kiel Ish Ben. It says that the reason is because he's on the road.
They both call mitzvahs, right? So that's the question. When Rav Yehuda Merav says that his new drasha, so how do we reconcile Yehuda Merav with the end of the Mishnah? The end of the Mishnah tells us that katan poter shalai balach val mitzvahs, right? Right. So if you reconcile Rav Yehuda Merav with the Mishnah, so then apparently what it's saying is that Amudim Rav Omar Kra V'chi Elish Ben Hasamach Luvrosei Shalish, that tells me that he's back in the, I might think he's not in the Parsha of Kol Terah Kula. It tells me he is in the Parsha of Kol Terah Kula. And that's what the Mishnah ends up by saying, Kotan Poder Shabbat Kol Mitzvah. That's the case after Sevet Moshe said that he's getting punished for something which he did. But he's getting a more chomadik of punishment. All right, let's go slow. Let's work it out. Look at the Tosfos. Tosfos says the wide lines. The im toimar im kein lom olon b'masnisin taimo d'shol molachal mitzvahs. Glenn Kasha, right? The Mishnah says, the Tosfos says, opens up by saying the im toimar dilma shana shalifnei galus kida ashkechan. Maybe we should have a din that this is there. We have other models in halacha where before the age of mitzvahs. The Torah talks to the person. The person is chayv in the darim. So we don't have such a. It's not as categorical as we normally say that before 13, there's mamish. The Torah doesn't talk to you. Only holds some absence of chinuch adaraisa. But and after you're 13, after you're 12, the Torah begins to address you. No, Tosfos says no. That sometimes before there are halachas that apply to a person before they're 13. So maybe ben sarah mara should be the same thing. So Tosfos answers that kasha. No, he says because that's pshat in somach l'gvurasei shalish. But then he says vim toimar, if you'll tell me that I have psukim, as if you'll tell me that really ben sarah mara is being treated outside of the normal root of halacha. He's not a ben das yet. He shouldn't have been held responsible for any mitzvahs. He's not b'b'klal mitzvahs. And the reason why he's getting nabbed over here is Achidash Akra, V'chi Yilish Ben, Ben HaSamach L'Vos Yishalish. That really this Ben Seirah Moirem, we should nab him at 9, at 8, if the guy's going to be, because all we want to do is save him later on. So the Moshe was saying before, the Echrenim phrase, is it a Misa Shal Onesh or a Misa Shal Atzola? Are we killing him because we're after punishing him? Are we killing him to save him? Yom HaZakai, it's a different kind of a din. It's not, so it goes through a Beis Din, but it's a different kind of a Misa. It's not a Chiyav Misa for Onshin. It's a Chiyav Misa because we want to save this kid. So it's a whole new din. So who said that a Chiyav Misa of Hatzolah begins at age 13? That's what Rav Yehuda Merav is saying. V'chiyav Li'ish Ben, and Asomach L'Vasa Shlish, Rav Chaim writes, Rav Chaim in the Grach L'Rambam, so he's a tremendous kasha. He says that we'll learn later on that this child, we need to have Edom to be made in this child. Right? You have to have Edom come in and say that he ate a team of Boser. to give him first malchus, later on to kill him. He says, what's the Gemara imagining over here? A katan? How are you ever going to get Edom against a katan? Edom can't be made in Kineged a katan. It should live if Nebal din. So when the Gemara says, katan me nolan the potter, she says, I need psukim, I need a svar, I need psukim. That's what Chaim says. He says, Mamash is learning shot in this Gemara. He says, how do you read the Gemara? Why did the Gemara jump up and say, of course you can't knock off a cotton because you're going to require Edom. So Reb Chaim says, apparently the Gemara entertains the idea that if I wouldn't have had a pasuk, I could kill this cotton with Edom or made kineged a cotton. How you talking? He says, no, because if you look at the Chiyav Misa, as the Chiyav Misa is Oinshin, if you look at it, Kichol Terah Kula, as the Beis that is now adjudicating and Beis determining, does this child get a Chiyav Misa? Of course, you have to evade him. So Edom can't be made. He says, it's not a Misa of Oinesh. He calls it, it's a Chayvas Misa. It's not a din of Misa, like Kichol Terah Kula, a person violated Misa with his Nisa Lab, a person was Bolar Royas, it's a Chiyav Misa Beis then, with a Vishavas Chiyav Misa Beis, after the Beis to figure it out. And he didn't know. The Torah was Kaveya, that this child should have it, he calls it a chayvas misa. So the Edom are not being made so we don't require the normal processes of Bezin. We just need to know, was the simon there? Did you see a little kid eating a certain amount of bus, a certain amount? You saw that? All right. So now we move on and we impose this chayv misa. Was that? Well, that's a good cash, I said, but I think you do need to regulate it. I have to look at it a little bit more carefully.
Can you
go
in?
Was that?
Can you
come in? And a Yochel Azima. I think we would apply all the criteria of Edom. So I have to come back to that in a moment. So let's just finish the Tosfos. Finish the Tosfos. Im Telimar, Mikain Lomelon Masnitz and Taima, the Shlevochal Mitzvahs. So Tosfos should have answered if we would be saying the second Ha'orim that Moshe made, if we would be saying that the Pasuk could just bring us back to Kol HaTorah Kula, so Tosfos should say, it's Hainu Ach, the Mishnah says, Shaloi L'Bolchol Mitzvah, I had a half a minute to say, this child is different, so now I have a Pasuk to say, this child is the same as Kol HaTorah Kula. But the Tosfos doesn't say that. V'yei Shloimar da half a minute, I might have thought, But Tosfos says, apparently Tosfos is saying, the limud is coming from Yehuda Amarav. The limud is coming from Mechi Yeleish Ben Asamach Luvasi Shalish. We are not darshaning, we're not putting this child back into Kol HaTorah Kula, a posuk. Elamai, I might have thought, since we have a Mukhudish Vikadin over here, since we're outside of the realm of Halacha, and we're not worried about the kid being a Ben Daz, and we're not worried about the Averish the kid did right now, and the Sim, we're worried about Shema Osid. So we're just looking at Simonim. So we need Psukim to tell me that the Simon happens apparently at between 13 and 3 months. So I might have thought, one second, maybe we should begin the envelope of the time when we would accept the Simonim before Avosaris, before Godless. May Davimin the Mikoidim Avosaris, Maskalzman, the Somaklub Rosh Shalish. So maybe this Mechudishtika time of the first phase, or we call Godless, maybe no, maybe the first phase begins before, and now we're not in Halach anymore. So why should we use 13? Why should you use Cyrus? So we need a Svarah to say, Shaloi bo lechlal mitzvahs. So that Svarah knocks off the Havamina. But that Svarah is not the compelling reason to impose the age 13. Apparently, since the Torah normally uses number 813, and since the Torah doesn't say otherwise over here, so this is when the simon applies. So that's how the Tosfos answered Glenn's kasha. Glenn's kasha is, have we gone off track? The Mishnah says, Shloi Bolachal Mitzvahs. The Gemara says that that's a difficult svar because Hashem Seifoi. So we're not punishing for any violation of what would happen right now. So therefore, I need a whole new pasuk. V'chili ish ben v'nasav l'vashashish. It must be in the first phase of Godlos. So why does the Mishnah end up with Shavuot Chol Mitzvahs? So Tosfos says because they could have had a Havamina. Samach L'Varos L'Shalish could be, if we're, once we're not talking about Ben Das 13, so Samach L'Varos L'Shalish could be 12 and 8 months and till 13 and 3. So therefore we say, well, the Torah didn't say that. So since the Torah didn't say that, we have to use the Shear of 13, Shavuot Chol Mitzvahs. Apparently it's a Tosfos L'Shalish. Jason? The Rabban makes a comment, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, that's not the end of the post. The Rabban,
no,
yeah.
The Torah, the
right, the Rabban is saying, yeah, go ahead.
The Rabban also says that the mitzvah of the Torah Mora and three other Allah,
yeah,
and Zohar and Zohar and Mamre are Kiddush of Fitzvah Torah, that the only reason that they get the mitzvah is to be able to ask the Torah Sarah.
Right, right.
So it fits in with this.
Correct?
What I'm saying. That it's, again, it's outside the realm of normal
halacha. Right.
It's named Yasser Boaz Harab. And it's a whole thing, this whole process is
named Yasser
Boaz
Harab.
So, Mali being 13, where is he?
Make it sound like you're right. And what's interesting, if you have a chance, look at the Chidush Iran, which we don't know who he is exactly, but he's from the Beis Hamedrash of the Ramban, so he involves that Svara in his Shach Levitari over here. He says, why should I have a Havamin to say that this is not following the regular forms of halacha because of the Kadesh Yishmu V'Yiro?
I think if Tosfos was correct, the mission should be a little different. The mission should have said, Kiel Ish Ben, Bevelo Bach, Bevelo Ish, and then this Ben Hasamuch, and then say, by the way, cut this part. In other words, it would have been an extra word. And you would have been able to understand it. I mean, Tosfos seems to...
Say it again. Ki'i le'ish ben.
Ki'i le'ish is in the Mishnah. And
yeah.
We're not learning the Ikra Halacha from there. It seems strange. And Tosfos' question is, like Glenn, so wait a second. L'chora, it should have L'chora, le'ish is the real Pasuk. And the Pasuk's in the Mishnah.
No, but the Pasuk, has to teach me the Atchi Yaakov's kind of tachton.
Right, but Ben Lobas, Ben Lobish, and then tell me that some of them got Russo, and then, by the way, comes partly because of that.
The kasha is not such a strong kasha because there are other details missing in the Mishnah. The 3 months limit.
But again, to understand, you don't have to hold all up, but if the Iker did,
yeah.
it's from the Pasuk of Kiel Ish, L'chor, you should put that in. And it's like an Iker Allah, by the way. This is the criteria.
No, so Tosfos reads the following. Tosfos has a tighter pshat. According to the Gemara, the Mishnah makes two halachas. One is Misha Yavi Shtei Sarais, the Achi Yagosana Ka'atan. So according to Tosfos, both halachas are now being explained. Shenemer ki Ish ben Vleibas. But that's why we only talk about the Siman of a Ben, right? Ben Vloy Ish. And it has to be and there's an upper limit of Shiyakim's kind of tachta in this Ben Vloish, right? I might have thought now that I have this whole new mahalach that I should learn any kind of now this is being merames to us that there's another thing we're learning over here. Samach l'varasei shalish, so that teaches us the Shei Cyrus, and I might have thought that it even goes earlier than 13, so Kotzen Po, the Shavuot Chol Mitzvahs. That's how Tosfos reads it. So every point of the mission is being addressed.
So I'm saying, you could have said, instead of Ben Beloish, you could have said Ben,
Kotzen
Po, then you know both halachas, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So I'm saying, he would have been able to have, with the same exact word, same amount of words,
mm-hmm.
He learned both halachas, and everyone
yes, it would have been, Okay. Maybe it's a Kasha Tosfos, but in terms of the, do we have, it seems we have correct Pshat and Tosfos because Tosfos does not respond that way to his own kasha. Right? Now we can. So now if we go right there, we can see that this idea is picked up on Ayin Aleph also by the Mishnah.
Is Ben Asmach the verses he's teaching upper than or for the lower
Ben Asamach L'Gvarosi Shal Ish is the lower limit. No, it has to be within the framework of being an ish. Right?
I don't know if I'm going to teach you either, right? Because if you balance them up with the ish, and not an ish. I mean, that expansion of the Mishnah is real band below ish. So that's where you're going to have an expanded band of some of the lesser ish. What does it mean, band below ish?
So that would answer
Kasha.
Not bad. In other words, Ben Samach Lubashir Shalish is teaching us that it's the lower end of Godless. So the Melech gives us both. Right.
And then Kotar Balafal Mitzvah takes us that you can have lower than state
files. The Metzvah comes. You know, what does Rashi say? The Samach Lubashir Shalish Minolon. He has been. Not bad. So again, so what we're saying is that Omer Yudah Omer Kavchil Leish Ben Asorach Levas Shalish means that it's the first 3 months of Godless, right? So when the Mishnah says Ben Veloish, that's a pirish on Ben Veloish, all right? So Chana, that would take care of your kasha. That Omer Yudah Merav is a hezber of the phrase Ben Veloish. Ben Velayish doesn't just mean Ben Velayish, it means Ben Hasomach Lubarosi Shalish. That is both the bottom and the top part of the parameter.
Correct.
So then that would, that becomes the Pirush. Ben Velayish means Ben Hasomach Lubarosi Shalish. Because the Rav is being Masbir.
Correct. I'm saying the Mishnah
could have
said that same amount of letter words and you'd be on free. That's all.
So an ayin aleph and an aleph. Ayin aleph and an aleph. The Gemara, the Mishnah says the din of hasra, right? And ayin aleph and aleph, the Mishnah says masrin boy b'fnei shloisha, that the parents bring him in, and we give hasra to this child in front of three umalkin oisai, and we give him malchus. Last few lines of ayin aleph and aleph. Chozar v'kilkel. If he messes up again, nidan besim ishloisha. So then we give him a base of 23 because he's chayiv misa. So we look at Rashi masrin bo. The last Rashi in the Mishnah masrin bo. Lav mishum asro gemura kishar averis shein loikin ela basra osoi teho asros edim boy va'od zu sofik asro im oivru im lav. Shaloi miyad b'fnei mu'oimer, elu b'seiser, v'liachar z'man u'oisah, elu mo'yachichin oisai, d'be'inan v'yisru oisai, shal yargil, v'im lo'ishom, ha'malkin oisah b'beizim, v'yolif lo'ma v'yisru oisai. So Rashi said, this is not normal asra. Normal asra is that the kid is about to eat tatim ha'basar, there are two edim there, and the two edim begin to talk to him, you're being over some kind of yisr, elu v'soive, whatever, l'yachzechal al-adom. And then they say, and if you're going to eat it, we'll take it to Beis Din. So Rashi says, this is what's happening over here. This child was already over. The reason why he's in Beis Din is because the parents caught him eating tatim abasir v'lugyayin. So now they bring to Beis Din. So what's masrin boy b'fnei shloisha? What are they warning him? One Easter was done, and the other Easter is not happening right now. So Rashi says, you're right. This is not normal asra. This is Lamisham Asra, this is a Musa Shmuz. That it's not like other Averis. Other Averis get Malchus if the Aver was done by Asra. Then you require Asra's Aidim. But this is not at all that situation. The parents caught him doing something. Apparently, according to Rashi, there need not be Aidim when they first caught him. And when they bring him into Basin, they give him Vipnei Shlosha. They scream at him, they yell at him, they say, what's going on over here? And then, apparently, according to Rashi, it would seem, can't say smukhrach, it would seem that if he violates the hasra later on, he says, so then he comes back at the basin. And then for Rashi, he says, and that's why in Ayin Aleph and Beis, the Gemara Sakasha, that the Gemara says, Omer Vo, Labmadna v'yisru m'yisru, that the Gemara says, how do we know that there's a din of hasra, legabe ben sarah mara, that we're giving him malchus? So the Gemara says we learn it from a drasha. We need a drasha. You need. We don't have the drasha every single time you give asra. So Rashi says because it's not normal asra, is a different din. So that would fit in with the what we're developing in Tosfos. These averus are not the chi of misa is not carefully built on being violating certain isurim with the edus. The malchus that we're giving him is not a malchus like malchus b'chol terakula. So these are different kinds of dinim. So Rav Chaim is magdir. He's magdir. Rav Chaim is magdir that the malchus, that the hasra and the malchus are requirements of a ben sarah marah. What's a ben sarah marah? Ben sarah marah is a kid who ate a certain amount of meat and wine, and despite he continues to do so despite the fact that he got the musr shmuz in front of Beis Din. And he does it despite the fact that he gets malchus. Rav Chaim says that the malchus of ben sarah marah is not an oynesh. And what he did already, the Yisroi say, these are the requirements, these are the tests that he has to pass in order to qualify to be Ben Sarah Moira. A Ben Sarah Moira is a person who waits a team of Bosser despite the fact that he got Malchus for it already. Despite the fact that the Bezen gave him Musa Shmuz. That's so much chutzpah already. So then we say this kind of kid is learning, has a certain amount of, has an appetite and he's not going to go beyond it. But these are all sort of tests. Go ahead.
If you just test, then how do you ever get malchus in the Ikara? Because he was doing a vera
though. Yeah, Rav Chaim says the malchus are not an onus. The malchus are part of the hurdles.
What's the operative that tells you that?
What's
the puzzle that tells you?
The Yisroso.
I thought the Yisroso tells you that you give him mustard.
So that the Gemara says on the Gemara is a Xer Shava. That it's Malchus and I think it's both.
The process has to start after week 13? Did we get you this process?
Yeah.
So you have 3 months to complete this whole process?
Correct. Alright?
But you have to do it this time, because otherwise you run into a problem. How do you give Malchus to a problem?
Correct. Correct. Well, no, we know he's a god already.
No, but if you, the whole
Havimina
tomorrow...
It would seem, though, from the Rambam himself... that the Rambam is a different mahalach in this Gemara, the other approach that Moshe suggested. Why do we say that? Because when the Rambam opens up the din of Ben Sarah Mora, so he says, Ben Sarah Mora, Ha'omer Batayra, the beginning of Perek Zion Hilchas Mamrim, Harei Nesfar Shaboy Skila, V'loi Onash HaKosav Elon Kein Hizir, V'heichan Hizir, this is a Gemara, we have to figure out how Tosfos is from this Gemara. Heichan is it that's Tamach Yomar Aleph. Loisoichu al Adam. Loisoichu al Achila mevi lidei shvichas damim. Vizu Achilas ben Soivar Umarah. She'einai nerag ela al Achila luchu eres she'ochal. So Rambam says that the ben Soivar Umarah has a din of skila. V'loi onash la'kotsam l'gein hizir. What's the, there's a lav. Loisoichu al Adam. So it sounds like the Ben Sermer was Oivis on Iser, and he's getting punished for this kind of Iser. That's how he learns Pshat Anin al Shem Soifoi. This kind of Achila will bring about Shvichas Damim. She'enei Nerag Elo al Achila Muchu Eres She'achal. He's getting killed because of the achila which he did. And then the Rambam writes, Le'onash ha'kosav in Zayin Hei. Le'onash ha'kosav koton sheloi bolech lala mitzvahs. So Rambam doesn't quote a pasuk. Le'onash ha'kosav koton sheloi bolech lala mitzvahs. V'chein ish shegodal, tayu v'rishus atzmoy, ein a'nizkal, and so on and so forth. So you see from this Rambam, the Rambam should have said, if the Rambam was learning like Tosfos, the Rambam should have said, Le'onash ha'kosav koton, shuv shenemar, right? Shenemar v'chi eli ish ben, then ha'samach li'ish, l'gavros ish al ish. And the Rambam has a different shot in the Mishnah that we just mentioned. The Rambam writes, one second, the Rambam says that the Hasra that we spoke about is regular Hasra. The Rambam says, Kesad Donin, Meivin Oysevi, that the parents bring him, Umeivin Shnei Edim, Sheganav Mishal Aviv, the Konobos V'yayin. You have to bring Edim, and they have to say, V'yachal Ois Achil Amur Achar Hasra, V'zui Edis Avishayna. The Rambam does not want the pshat the way Rashi learns pshat, that this is a new kind of asra, new kind of... No, the Rambam says, no, you got to just fill in the blanks in the Mishnah. Mishnah sounds like there was no asra. No, it's a regular malchus, regular asra. I should name Rabbi Yisroi, say. The case that Mishnah says, it's a lav shebechlolos, you need a pasuk for it. Because leserichal adam means many, many things. It means you shouldn't eat before davening. The three or four different halachas, we don't say chol adam. So there's so many different halachas, the lav shebech lalos. So you need another posuk to give a chiyuv malchus. But the Rambam learns that only a chiyuv malchus, not even musishmus. Chazar v'gon ha-mishal aviv. So then they bring it to Bezin again. Umei viyin shnei edim, umei idin lov shegon ha-vi-ochal. Acha shi-yisru boy. The Rambam wants you to know. You shouldn't learn something like Rashi. He spells everything out. Rachel bilcha k'tana. In case you're going to say like Shitas Rashi, that you don't require a straw, you don't require real edim. I want you to know, it's regular malchus, regular hasra. So the Rambam seems to say that we should understand the sugya and the other way to learn the sugya. What's happening? That soif soif, the Mishnah says, katan potish, shaloi balach val mitzvahs. So the habim in the Gemara is that ben soira moira is chutz michlal mitzvahs. Is that because the Dina al-Shem Soifa, he didn't do anything wrong right now. And then nothing wrong, but he didn't do anything that was so terrible, Chayiv Misa. And he just did a simon that he's going to be Chayiv Misa later on. So there's a half a minute to say that Ben Sura Mora is different than Kol HaTerah Kula. Comes Rav Yudah Merav and says, no. V'chiyye le'ish ben asomach l'vrosa shalish is k'chol HaTerah Kula. And that's why, and that's how Limp shot in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah ends up saying, Shalei Bolach Val Mitzvahs, that's to tell you, yeah, this is called like every other katan. And that's what the Rambam, when he learns, the Rambam says in Samach Gimel Aleph, we have a lav, it's got to be a lav, he's got to be over a lav, he has to be Bolach Val Mitzvahs, be held responsible for a lav, he has to have Asra, he has to have Edim. And we could bring an interesting raya for the Rambam, because we go back to the Gemara, Ein Aleph Amud Bey, Ein Aleph Amud Bey, and Ein Bey's an Aleph, and Nidan Mishem Seifai. So let's look at the Gemara again. Let's look at the Mishnah, Ayin Aleph Mem Beis. Ben Soira Umura Nidin Al Shem Soifai. Yom was Daki Avot Yom was Chayit. Let him die innocent. So what does the Mishnah go on to say? Shemisosan Shul Rishoim Hanol Lehen V'Hanol Le'olam. When Rishoim die, it's good for the Rishoim. They don't do more avarice, and it's good for the world. With Tzadikim, when Tzadikim die, Ra Lehen, it's bad for them. They don't do more mitzvahs. And they don't, and the world loses their zchuyas. So what, how do you read, go from A to B over here? Yom zakai val yom zchayiv, let this child die innocent. Right? So then he says, and you know what? When Rishon dies, it's good, and when Tzadikim dies, it's bad. This kid, he's the Rosh or he's the Tzadik? Which one is he? Who's that? So then he's a tzaddik, no? So it should be...
So
that's a Tosfos Lashon Shad. But the Rambam could easily say, no, the Gemara is saying is that this kid is a Rosha. He's Yom Zaka. He hasn't killed yet. He hasn't eaten his parents out of house and home yet. But he was already Surma ready. So Yom Zaka means let him die without the full-blown punishment that he's walking into. But Shem Nisas Rishoyim, she means also Rishoyim, Hanolan, this is good to get rid of this Rasha. See, you can't call a kid a Rasha before he's a Bolchal Mitzvah. He did something wrong already. If he's not the Chayvan Mitzvah, he can have Simonim, it'll be terrible. But I can't imagine calling him a Rasha. So the Rambam probably understood it has to be this way. So let's just finish up with the Ha'orah that Jason made. Jason's Ha'orah can be found in the Igros HaRamah. The very end of the deluxe Yad Ramah. So there's a, they collected igros. Eretz Yisrael, you quote him. So somebody wrote to the Ramah.
The Ramah.
The Ramah. Somebody wrote to the Ramah. How is it possible that in an Irani Dachas we should kill children? He was bothered by that. That in Irani Dachas, he says, the Omrucha Chalila Lekeel Marsheya, V'chiheichan Metzino Kodin Chayev, Shizeh Chayev, V'shtemu Machshav Eisecha, he says, you're so bothered, V'halu Rayinech, he goes on and on, V'nifan Adam Beinecha, he says, how could a Kodesh Baruch, he says, terrible things, how could a Kodesh Baruch kill a Tav, little kids in Irani Dachas? Was that? He says he could have written a letter. Lama Tishtoimei. Why are you so surprised? Lama Tishtoimei Tishtoim. Tikachi Necharei. Look at that. Let's check it out. Ba'adas Koirach. Right? Nisheyim uvneyim anismachim imam chayim shayla. V'esbeinim do'anche yavish v'gilad. She'bishvil anoshim shechotu. Ashley bo'el an mitzvah. He could taf v'noshim. V'im anoshim chotu, taf v'noshim achotu. V'chein b'shol ksiv. Yinosan lono shiv anoshim. Elochoy mirhu shechmir akadosh baruch hu ba'avodah zarah u'shvua v'chil Hashem lachrim u'lashmid hakol lema'an yishvu v'yiro anisharim. It's the chumra that the akadosh baruch hu has imposed when it comes to avodah zarah. Need achas to show how chumra the avodah zarah is. So we have that, and because of the puzzle, lema'an yishvu v'yiro. Ki yesh lecha odom shebenoi koton chaviv alav nigufoy. Because there are people who would love their children more than themselves. So if Kiddush Baruch Hu says he wants to kill the children, because of this, that will make a much stronger impression. V'chein motzonu sehedrin samachesamud beis v'ben soiru moirish and nodin al-shem soifoi. So he says, and that is that's what's going on in nidin al-shem soifoi. What's nidin al-shem soifoi? He says that we are killing a person who, because Laman Yishu V'Yiro, because we want to show how chomerdik the din is. So the Yad Ramah himself, and this line could go by the way, right? But for the chomer, he's making the point that the chomer hadin far exceeds what was done right now, Laman Yishu V'Yiro. That Nidin Hashem Soifoi, the Pshat Nidin Hashem Soifoi, is not that right now he's doing nothing wrong, he's Mamash Azaka, Mamash Azadik, he's there. And Nidin Hashem Soifoi means that we have seen money, that this guy's going to be a villain later on. No, Nidin Hashem Soifoi means this guy did a terrible thing right now. He's already both on mitzvahs. He's doing, he's Eichel, he's Zol of a Sovei. But to kill him for it. That's what we have the Gemara reads. That the Chim of Nesha Ochel, that's a team of Bosar. The Gemara doesn't say that because he did this, we're bothering him, we're being done him. Because he did this, we're taking. So therefore, we're chepering him because he has a tremendous appetite. So give him Musa Shmuz. The Torah is what's bothering the Gemara is, why are we killing him? Why are we going so far with the Chaim Radin? So that's what the Gemara says. He gives Torah save Daitis. That's what the Admiral writes, that. We have to give a little bit of a different angle, more of what Jason was saying before. It's not that we're necessarily saving this particular, that was your third option. We're not saving the kid necessarily, but there's a chumr dekadin over here that leman yishu v'yiro. All right, so let's make a sikum. So we pointed out that l'chumr, there are two ways to open up the parrot. That when Rav Yehuda Merav says, then asomach l'vrosei shalish, so we could either learn Pshat and Rav Yehuda Merav as saying a whole new din, a new pasuk. Without the pasuk, we would not talk. We would not know. Without the pasuk, we would be mechayiv ktanim. So mechayiv ktanim. That means without the pasuk, you'd be mechayiv ktanim, mechayiv misa. Without the pasuk, you'd be giving. You'd have edus and hasra and chayiv misa. So it goes to show if we can entertain such an idea that. That Nidin Hashem Soifoi is Magdi, the whole din of Ben Sever Moira, that call it, as Moshe said before, the because of Romans is Lashon as well, it's a Misa Shalat Sola. Hey, we're giving it, it's on a Misa Shalainesh, we're saving this person. Or the Rebbe Chaim says it's a Chayvas Misa, but it's on a Din Shal Misa. So it's a different kind of evidence. I need psukim. So Taisa says, Shali Balakal mitzvahs. That's just to tell you, you shouldn't have another kind of ahavamina. And that would fit in with the, with Rashi's approach to Hasra. Yeah. And there's a Rashi in Memvav Amud Aleph. Ben Soiro Moira Loi Chata. Kirinan Ben Perik Ben Soiro Moira. Vachim Nesha Ochal Zetatim Abosar. Rashi wins Pshat. He didn't do anything wrong yet. Loi Chata. He didn't do a chait yet. He ate a lot. Kadesh and Tiyu. He didn't do a chait. So that's one Mahalach. Din Hashem Soifa. And that's why the Chiyav Mitzvah is so strange. The other way is different. The other way of learning Pshat is that Yuma Rav is giving you the pshat of the last line of the Mishnah, Sheinu Balachlal Mitzvahs, that would seem to be consistent with the Rambam, who does not quote the Pasuk, only quotes the Svara. That would be consistent with the Rambam, who insists that all the parameters of Ben Soira and Moira are met by the regular Alochis of Asra and of Eidos. So then the pshat of Dinah Hashem Soifoi is that there's a much more Chomer Dikadin. But the child was over something, he's getting malchus because he was over something, he's getting hasra, the final step of chiyav misa, so that is a, that's much more chomer. And therefore all the steps along the way are not like we would say, from Chaim's Mahalach, that all the steps are part of the different tests that have to be, that's how the Tosus will learn shot in the Gemara, that he's over alav. He's not over alav, so then he hasn't passed one of the tests. In order to be a mechutzif of the sort of interment, you have to be over alive, you have to get malchus alive, you have to get warm with the parents. These are all different shiurim until he finally maxes out on Ben Saramar, and then we knock him off. And according to Rambam, no, he has to be over alive, babachal mitzvah, and then he has to get malchus and asra v'chulei, and Din Hashem Soif is the chomer digadin, as the Yad Rama points out. We'll have to work a little bit harder to see what Shitas Rashi is. Because Rashi and Samach Gimel Omen Aleph does say that that the Malchus is an onesh from being over love. So we have to put Rashi and Samach Gimel together with the Rashi and Ayin Aleph, how we're going to do that.
Once that shul